Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show, and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to www.redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Glad to be here. With the stock market experiencing volatility, should I adjust my retirement portfolio now or should I just wait it out?
This is a great question. Now, I like to lean on my favorite attorney phrase. Now, I'm not an attorney, but this phrase I borrow from nearly every attorney I've ever talked to, and that phrase is, it depends. Yes, the best phrase ever, and I'm going to use it here. Everyone loves it. It depends. The question is really dependent upon a couple of different circumstances. One, how close am I to retirement? Am I within 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, or 1 year? Am I risky? Have I put some money aside? Am I already a little bit adjusted? Are we in a down market or a bear market right now, or are we in a bull market? Well, like we've talked about many times, and hopefully your financial advisor is talking about it with you, we're in a pretty volatile moment in our stock market and bond market. We're seeing things happening that could really have a huge impact on you. So I want to dive into those who are about 10 years from retirement. For those of you who are that far out, I really wouldn't freak out. I really wouldn't adjust things. The volatility is okay. How we look at volatility is we want volatility. What that means is if we don't have volatility, there's no upside to the downside. So even though all of us hate volatility when it's tanking and we're losing 20%, 30%, whatever it is, we're down, without it, we don't get the peaks where we're up 10, 20, 30, 40, 100%. So volatility isn't necessarily a bad thing as long as it is in correlation with your strategy, what you need out of your dollars. Now, again, 10 years out, don't do a thing as long as your portfolio is well-structured. Now let's talk about those who are 5 years out. Now we're getting a little bit closer, right? We've got 5 years, you're still working, so you have a little bit more control over your income, but what if I want to retire sooner than 5 years? Or what if I need a certain income and I don't want that income to be at risk anymore? This is where we start evaluating and saying, hey, all right, we're 5 years. 5 years is pretty close. Let's kind of dive in and maybe we do break apart your portfolio and say, all right, these pieces should be pushed off to the safer side. These pieces should stay where they're at. Let's not worry about it. The key, though, is we don't freak out. We don't drop everything. We don't go to cash when everything's dropping. What we want to do is say, all right, if I have stock A in my portfolio right now and it's way down, let's say it's 30% down, what I don't want to do is say, oh, man, I'm so scared. Like, we're down here. I can't risk losing anymore. And we take that stock A and we sell it to cash. Well, instead, we look at and say, all right, we've got stock A. It's down 30%. But stock two is down, stock B, if you would, is down the same position. But we're looking at this and evaluating and saying, all right, we're both down. Who's going to recover sooner? Who's going to get me back out of this valley? And we choose the one that's going to make the most sense for my plan. We don't want to go from equity to equity or stock to stock, similarities to it when we're down in the valley, not to cash, because that's when we really lose. So should we wait it out? Yes, we probably should. We're 5 years out. Now let's jump into the 1 to 3 years. I'm going to combine these two. If you're looking to retire soon, there's a chance that the markets could drop even further. We've got to evaluate that, put some weight to both if it's going to come back up or if it's come back down and what the risks are associated with both of those. Chances are the markets could drop even further. I mean, we're only this year roughly somewhere between 10 and 20% down. There could be another 10, 15, 20% drop. And is that going to really hold up my retirement? So that's probably where we start having the conversation of rebalancing, getting some of our money over to a safer side so that we can take some income, so that we don't have to worry about it when we do pull the trigger and retire and jump into, potentially, for most people, it should be some of the best years of your entire life. So you probably don't realize this, but most people are more exposed to risk than anyone realizes. Well, especially if you haven't rebalanced since the recent bull market. We've had an incredible run. A lot of us have taken more risk than we normally would because we've just seen so many amazing things with the stock market lately. But if we haven't rebalanced, because we should be looking at our portfolio pretty regularly to make sure we're on par, we're probably still really aggressive, even if we are really close to retirement. The other thing we should look at is there's a couple of rules out there, rules of thumb, if you would, that are just kind of the everyone's basics. So one of those is the 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. This is kind of outdated potentially. It may not hold up for those of you who are getting to retirement. Back in 2022, the stock market had dropped roughly about 25% and bonds dropped by about 13% roughly in that same timeline. So where we usually go for safety for income, bonds, they were low at the same time as stocks were, or equities. So it might not hold up. So we have to look at that one as well. And perhaps the biggest risk is assuming that waiting it out always works. This is in connection with time horizon or income flexibility, right? So we got to look at it and say, all right, how much time? And then can I be flexible on my income when I do want to take it? Do I have a little cash set aside that I can wait this out? Sometimes waiting it out doesn't work. Sometimes it does. But that comes back to planning, adjusting, rebalancing. There's some thoughts that I want to go over that a lot of people bring to me when I'm talking. And I talk to people about these as well. So this is very poignant. Markets always recover eventually. Just stay the course. This has been historically true. The markets come up and they come up even better. Usually when we have a bear market, a bull market follows right after and it's roaring oftentimes. This is if we can handle it and we don't need income. Again, it's all about the retiree and your ability to live the life you want to live, retire when you want to retire. All of these things matter. So yes, we want to stay the course, but we want to make sure that not all our money is going to have these huge swings up and down. The next thought is my advisor said not to panic, so I'm doing nothing. I like the first part. Don't panic, because you shouldn't be panicking, because you should have a plan. You should know what's going on. But I'm doing nothing isn't, that's not a plan. That's not a strategy. We shouldn't be doing nothing. We should be evaluating, comparing it to where we're at, comparing it to our plan, comparing it to what we want to be doing 6 months from now, a year from now, when we are retired. And the last one that comes up, I've ridden out dips before. This one's probably the same. Well, darn it, every dip is different. Every bear market's different. The length of time is different. You know, the average length of time, and this is the average, not every time, the length of time it lasts is almost an entire year that we're going to be in a bear market. That's a long time to not take income if we haven't rebalanced our portfolio. So let's rebalance our portfolio. Let's make sure we're in the right spots. One, before we have a bear market, but if we are in a bear market, doing nothing doesn't make sense. And writing them out sometimes doesn't make sense, especially when you're getting ready to take income. So what should be done from here? Volatility is not our enemy. The lack of a plan is. Let's start by stress testing your portfolio under today's market conditions. Not tomorrow's, not yesterday's, not 10 years ago. Let's look at it as today's market conditions. Let's figure out what would happen if something happened, if there was a stress on your portfolio. As well, let's consider reallocating, not reacting, as I talked about moments ago. This could mean shifting into more defensive sectors, different strategies that could help us with some principal protection. There's a few strategies out there that work. What we should really evaluate here, and I want to mention really fast, is there's no perfect financial vehicle out there. There's always a con. There's always something you're giving up. But what we need to understand is the pros and cons and counterbalance a negative attribute of one vehicle against the pros of another. We need income, so we need some principal protection. We need some growth, so we need some more risky assets. We have to look at this as an income-focused approach. Again, if we're within about 5 years of retiring, or you're already retired, The question really shouldn't be, will the market recover? It's, will I still be okay if the market doesn't recover right away? You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.